Hi everyone, it's John here from the Wooden Overcoats production team, and I've got a couple of really exciting pieces of news for you. The first is that you've just downloaded, the thing you're listening to here, is the first episode in a new mini-series of Wooden Overcoats that we're calling Fun Fragments, written by some of the best comedy and podcast writers from across the world. And we're doing all of this in aid of my second good piece of news, which is that we're trying to make a third season of Wooden Overcoats for you all. But we need your help to do that. And that's why today through till the 30th of September, we've launched our Kickstarter campaign to try and raise £8,000 to make that series a possibility. So if you head right now to woodenovercoats.com, there's a link to the Kickstarter page there, and we appreciate any help you guys can give us. And there's plenty of rewards and incentives for you to donate if you look at the page. But for now, I don't want to keep you any longer from the first of our fun fragments. So, welcome back to Piffling.
Fun Fragments of Wooden Overcoats. A mortician's medical records are examined in Antigone Antagonized by Ben Cottam.
There's one thing I've always feared. It's my brother entering the room and saying that.
Huh?
Yes, it means you've got an idea.
You're only jealous because you can't say it.
Yes, I can. Well.
Anyway, you're just the person I wanted to see, even if you are embalming a body on your day off.
For some of us, work isn't just work. It's our passion, our calling, our way of life.
And on that note, I've been doing the paperwork.
You've been running Fun Funerals since you were still at school, and I've never, ever seen you do any paperwork.
Now, look here.
Each time I check the accounts, I've nearly had a heart attack. Last year's tax return was just the words, tax return, written on the back of a receipt for a shoe.
I'm still saving up for the other one.
In fact, how much tax did we actually pay?
Madeline? Yes, that's it. Luckily for us, the mayor doesn't always read everything he's given.
Sorry, but what part of doing the paperwork is coming to tell me that you're doing the paperwork?
You still want to be co-director of Fun Funerals, don't you?
I am the co-director of Fun Funerals.
That's where you're wrong, I'm afraid.
What?
You need to be registered, and, well, you're not.
But why?
Because, Antigone, you don't exist.
Oh. I've always wondered. I thought perhaps I was simply being paranoid.
I mean, you're just not on any company documents. You don't officially exist.
Oh. Yes, carry on.
So today I'm filling in your paperwork so that you can officially help to run our business.
Oh. Thank you, Rudyard.
Which leads us to your medical history.
I haven't got a medical history.
I know, and you need one. So that's what I'm doing here. Now tell me your medical history.
I don't want to tell you my medical history. Why should I tell you my medical history?
To prove you're alive.
That's ridiculous.
Antigone, what's the first thing people say to you when you meet them in the street?
I thought you were dead.
And sometimes they're still not convinced even when you talk back to them. Now, fill out the form.
Medical self-assessment form. No, I'm busy. I'll do it later.
No, we'll get it done now, shall we?
Self-assessment, Roger. The clue's in the title.
Look, you make the outrageous claim I'm no good at paperwork, then when I offer to do something, you start complaining about
it. Doesn't the doctor already have our medical records?
He barely has time to cry, let alone keep my records.
Oh, let's get on with it then. But I'm still embalming Mr. Smiley.
All right, all right.
There, that's the fluid pumping away.
You ready now?
Yes.
Right. Name?
You know my name.
We're doing it properly.
Antigone Fun!
Antigone Fun. Do you suffer from any of the following?
Yes.
I haven't read them out yet.
Just put yes, it'll save time in the long run.
Are you sure you wouldn't like me to...
Yep, all those. Get on with it, come on.
Eyesight.
Sharp.
Hearing.
What was that?
Any recent accidents?
I was propelled down a mineshaft by your best friend.
Propelled down a mineshaft by a total stranger. Got it.
Can't we jog this along?
Complaints of the funerary profession. Cremation face. Tick. Pallbearer's shoulder. Tick. Embalmer's wheeze. Oh, definitely tick. Do you drink?
Only methanol.
Will drink anything.
Don't put that!
Recreational drugs. Her own brand of chocolates.
Miss Doyle must have rested herself for sending them last week.
Allergies.
Cat's dust, heat, bees.
Pollen.
Toothpaste.
Caffeine makes her hair turn green.
This is getting embarrassing.
Semi-invisible at one with the dark. Mental health? Shall I just put yes, some?
How about you just write, I'm the sister of Rudyard Funn, work it out.
As you like. Oh, I see.
How much more of this bloody thing is there?
For you, I'd say another 10 pages.
Oh, I've got to get back to work. Can we just copy yours? It won't make any difference.
No, do your own.
It's too hard. Let me look at yours.
No.
I want to look at yours.
I haven't got one.
You haven't got one?
No, I haven't got one.
Ah, where? I've caught you out.
I saw the doctor for my very own medical, and I passed with flying colours, if you must know. Thank you very much, sir. There.
What did she say?
Could we keep it down? She's got a headache. Madeline, when you've got a minute, could you help me with the tax return?
Rudyard, she's a mouse.
There's no way to talk about our account.
Oh, for God's sake! You wonder why Chapman does better than us.
Chapman is all I ever get from you. Let's look at psychiatric disorders. Totally obsessed with Eric Chapman.
You hypocrite!
And a persecution complex, too!
I'll show you a persecution complex.
Hey! Give me back that form! You'll ruin it!
Don't care!
Give it to me!
It's stupid! I don't like it!
You're afraid of ink!
Oh, what?
You're insulting my paperwork!
You're exaggerating my medical history!
You're a walking exaggeration! Wait, what's that noise?
Mr. Smiley the embalming fluid!
Turn it off!
It's too late!
I hope it's not open casket.
No.
I was just trying to help.
Where's the form?
Floating in a puddle of what could be embalming fluid or Mr. Smiley.
I'm sorry.
If we're going to run this place effectively...
Yes, I know. I'll get another form.
Thank you.
So long as you hire a proper accountant to do our tax returns...
Well, you've put me in a real spot now.
Rudyard.
Oh, fine.
I'll go and see Dr. Edgware. You clean up.
Don't you worry, Madeline. We're not replacing you. You're the finest accountant this firm has ever had. And the cheapest, yes. Now let's clear up, Mr. Smiley. We can decant him into the coffin.
Antigone Antagonized was written by Ben Cotton and was performed by Felix Trench as Rudyard and Beth Eyre as Antigone, with additional voices by Holly Campbell. The script was edited by David K. Barnes and the music composed by James Whittle. The programme was recorded at the Coach House Studio and was directed and produced by Andy Goddard and John Wakefield.
I really hope you enjoyed the first of our fun fragments. And every £2,000 we raise towards our £8,000 target, there'll be a brand new fun fragment here on your podcast feed. Remember, the Kickstarter closes on the 30th of September, and all of the details about it are available if you head to woodenovercoats.com and click on the links from there. But for now, thank you very much for listening, and thank you all of you for listening to Wooden Overcoats. And I shall speak to you very soon.